everyone. My name is Sigplop, and you're listening to Miscellaneous Radio Theater 4096. This episode is Osel, about experiences in a mental hospital. I got so much feedback from people with that first episode. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to continue. Talk about my post-care, like what happens if you go into a mental hospital and whatnot. I'll start by shaking my pills. That's an antidepressant. That's an antipsychotic. Let's see here, if we go over here. It's another antipsychotic. I take 9 pills a day, so there's a ridiculous amount of pills in that one. This is to treat a side effect. This is to treat the same side effect I have. I take my second antipsychotic as needed. Well, I take my first one as needed, and I have the same drug for the side effects. This is another antidepressant. So those are my pills. But that's enough of that. Let's take a trip. Let's go on a bus downtown. Last time I talked to you guys, I was just out of the hospital. Been in the hospital 2 more times. And have been diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder. Which is the combination of schizophrenia and mood disorder. So I have schizophrenia. I have audio hallucinations, I hear voices. I have delusions. Although the delusions I have now, I probably don't know I have. Delusions I had, I knew I had. Or rather, I knew I have. If that makes any sense. We're going to be exploring one aspect of this. One aspect of my life. The treatment. And so let's get off the bus. Here we are, entering Fairview Riverside. This is the hospital I come to 3 times a week. Talk about my feelings and whatnot. A maze it is. Behavioral Emergency Center. This is where I am. This is where I've been coming for 4 months. I'm here with Mike, and gonna ask Mike a few. We're back, WART Wart Radio 98.7 on your FM dial. We're talking to Mike. The question for that we all have in our minds is, Mike, when do you think identifying with a mental illness becomes too much? When do you think it's beyond your person coping with the mental illness to the point where it's, you're someone who's invested way too much in having a mental illness?
I don't have, the problem with me is I don't have that point of when enough is enough, because I can always I can always improve myself no matter what, and I'm trying to work on myself to be able to be in society and have a stable mental pattern. So I'm not yelling at people who are kind of vicious. Because we all know we have people out there that are like that at our jobs, so.
Yeah, yeah. So you're working on just coping, it sounds like.
Basically, I've been going through depression for 12 years, and I've been trying to pull out of it, and I'm finally pulling out of it, so. Now I'm trying to get to the point where I can be out of it and stay stable and happy and be nice.
Would you, when you're out of depression, would you do you think you think of yourself as someone with depression? Do you think you'll think of yourself differently?
I will definitely think of myself differently because now I know how to beat it. Mm. And my strength lies in what I've done. Beating this depression, I will be going to places unknown, and very fun things are going to happen in my life.
Thank you.
Alright.
That's enough for today. Okay. That's enough of that. I'm not going to shove a microphone in people's faces, especially when they're patients. I think it's kind of rude. So that's the extent of the interviews. That's the extent of the interviews for this episode. I was from day treatment, which is something I go to three times a week. Talk about your feelings, sort of group therapy sort of thing, mixed in with occupational therapy. Which is, it's fun, keeps me doing something, if that makes sense. It gives structure to my life. So I think that the structure has a lot to do with it. There are people I can talk to there, and whatnot. So, yeah, that was from day treatment. And since there are no interviews, the last interview question will be presented to me. And the question is, what is it like having schizophrenia? Well, it sucks, quite frankly. It's a disorder. I have schizoaffective, which is a combination of schizophrenia and a mood disorder. And it's chronic, and it lasts your entire life. And I've had one episode of one psychotic episode, and I'm bound to have another. What will happen during another episode, I have no idea. But, yeah. Kind of stinks. I'm applying for disability, which is good. Applying for general assistance, which is good. Which I hear you can get both of those things with schizoaffective disorder, since it is kind of a life-changing thing. Let's see here. What are delusions like? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about delusions. You don't really know you have them until someone has told you that they're delusional, or you've thought about it for a good long time and come to being delusional. But yeah, it all makes sense except for one little thing, and that one little thing that doesn't make sense is often what brings me to think it's delusional. What I'm thinking. Like, I had the delusion, for instance, that people were following me in, there's an abandoned house next to where I helped my friend and her girlfriend move in together. There's an abandoned house, and I was convinced that there were people squatting in it, watching me and following me. I thought about this for a while, and the why does it have to do with me question, which is unresolved, which can't be resolved because it's delusional. That's why, because it's completely delusional. It has nothing to do with you. And that takes a while. That takes a while to realize. And sometimes that takes someone else telling you. So I guess that's what a delusional thought is like. What hearing voices are like? I hear it's different for everyone. For me, it's when people talk. I can hear them insult me, you know, call me names while they're talking. But they're not saying that. It's just in my head. But it sounds like they're saying it. So it's kind of an assisted voice, if that makes sense. It's assisted by the audio of someone's voice being there. And I just interpret their sounds as a distinct external voice telling me bad things. Which is not very fun. The first hallucination I had was the smell of bleach, which I smelled when I was in the hospital. Couldn't get it out. It made me sick. Didn't want to eat anything. Bloody bleach smell everywhere. And, yeah, that was my first hallucination. Let's see here. Yeah, that's it. I think that's all I have to say about the subject. Thanks for listening, everyone, and take care and enjoy your days. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.